it's one of the most personal things you own. It's actually weird to even have it in my hand right now at work. It seems out of place.
I almost just dropped it on the floor. Imagine how gross that would have been.
Yeah. Your pillow. You cuddle up with your pillow every single night. Mm. You know, like that feeling like the... you can finally go to sleep, right?
Sure.
But how do you know when it's time to chuck your pillow, get rid of it? Well, pillows should be replaced every 1 to 2 years because they harbor dirt, dust, bacteria, and skin cells. I guess that's not a surprise. You know that if your face is on it, it's going to be nasty, right?
Mm, I mean, don't you put a pillowcase on it, though?
Yeah, but still, when you
it gets
you
through
sleep
the pillowcase?
It, yes, and it's still, yeah.
Oh.
Of course.
I thought masks saved everything. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
There's two quick, easy things that you can do to test if it's time to throw out your pillows. This lady on the internet, she's got an interesting accent, and she went viral for explaining what these two options are. Here's the first thing you're supposed to do.
Good enough for me.
There are two types of ways you can test your pillows. This is the first option. Fold in half, hold down for 30 seconds, and if it bounces back, it's still good to keep.
No.
Is she at a rave?
I don't understand why.
What's going,
why is do there, influencers do this?
A Euro, like a Euro cover of the classic Eurythmics. I can't say that band name. You know it. You know what I'm talking about.
All right. So anyway, let's get back to the pillow. Here's what we do. So you take your pillow, right?
Yeah.
And you're going to fold it in half. Now put it like on a flat surface. You fold it in half. Okay. Now, if it stays folded in half, that means it's time to throw it away. Mine immediately jumps back. Raven, I can look at yours and know that's not going to happen.
Well, I like mine really, really flat.
Yeah, it's not good for you. It's really not good for you.
I don't know, man. I've had neck surgery. What else does this crazy lady say at a rave?
Or try the saddle test. Think of your arm like a horse. Drape the pillow over, and if it flops, it needs to go.
So you take your arm, right?
Yeah.
You hold your arm straight out.
Okay.
Then you take your pillow,
yeah,
and you put it right in the middle of your arm.
Yeah.
And if it drapes over it, like Raven's clearly does,
yeah,
it's no good. No. It's not good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how you sleep on that. Basically, what Raven has is like a potato sack that he sleeps on every night. When you brought that in, I thought you were kidding.
No. The thing that is, so I have one pillow that I like cuddle with, and I have the other one that like is, you know, under my head, under my neck. And this is the under the neck one. And I got to tell you, I woke up this morning and I pulled the pillow out. One thing I was, you know, got me thinking about replacement. I sweat a lot last night. Like, and the air conditioning's on, and I'm still sweating recently, you know? The pillow is a little bit funky.
And you don't even realize how long you've had it.
Yeah.
Like, even when I was looking at this test and I was trying it, like, my pillows, I didn't think were that old. And
yeah,
then I started thinking, mine is okay. It's like, I'm like, it maybe it has like a few more months left before they have to be replaced. But I always find there's nothing more annoying than buying pillows because they're always way too expensive.
And you go and you can't really try it out. So now here, your alternative is let me lay down in the middle of this store on a pillow that every person has come through and touched and laid on to.
Yeah.
It's gross on a mattress that doesn't match mine. It's a terrible process. That's why I've kept this one for 32 years.
No kidding. Look at that thing. That thing is disgusting. Actually, if you want to see it for yourself, you can head to our Instagram page at Anna and Raven.